Today's scripture reading can be found in Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to only be reading a couple of verses from this wonderful chapter, but I want to encourage you to read it in its entirety at some point later today or during this week in your devotional time. I think you'll be encouraged by it. But I just want to lift up a couple of things from this passage for us to consider this morning. So the writer of Hebrews begins in verse 1. These should be familiar words. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things that are not seen. And then verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we come seeking that you would be poured out upon us this day, that we might receive wisdom and understanding, that being taught by you in Holy Scripture, our hearts and our minds may be open to receive all that leads us to life, adventure, holiness, and faith. This we ask through Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this passage, as I mentioned, is very familiar to us. Our text takes us into one of the great biblical definitions of faith. Now, there are many who believe that faith and reason stand in opposition. They say over here is evidence. There's logic and science. And over there is blind acceptance, fairy tales, wishful thinking. They imagine that to be a person of faith means you must abandon reason. But that's not biblical faith. True faith is not beneath reason, but rather it's above it. Why? Because Jesus we call the Logos, the Word. And in the Gospel of John, he tells us that the Word was made flesh. Jesus, the Word of God, the logic, the mind of God became wrapped in human flesh. And so we know that Jesus stands for reason, logic. What is illogical and untrue stands in opposition to Christ himself. So therefore, faith cannot be such. So what is faith then? Faith is the beginning of adventure. Let me explain that. That may seem a little foreign or maybe a little simplistic, but hang with me. Faith is not a leap into darkness. It is a step toward the light that God has already kindled ahead of us. As y'all know, I just returned from England, in Ireland, where I spent the last couple of weeks on a tour with Bob Rambo and a lot of other people, visiting some of the wonderful sites of dealing with the roots of Methodism, the movement that gave birth to this church that we are part of today. And while there, we spent some time at a little cottage right outside of Birmingham, England. It was the home place of a guy you may have heard of, Francis Asbury. Francis Asbury is known as the first bishop of Methodism in America. And under his leadership from 1771 until his death in 1816, the Methodist movement grew in America from just a few hundred people, maybe 600. That over the 45 years of his life under his leadership, that movement grew into more than 200,000. Let that sink in for a minute. A group of 600 in this new world among these small colonies over 45 years grows into 200,000 believers. It became the largest Protestant denomination in America in the mid-19th century, Methodism. And that incredible movement began as an act of faith in one man, his willingness to say yes. You see, in 1771, Asbury sat in a pew in a chapel in Bristol, England, a few miles from where he grew up, in a place called the New Room Chapel. And he was listening to a preacher named John Wesley preach a sermon. And in the course of that message, Wesley shared a plea with the crowd that was there that had come to him from the young believers here in America. Their plea was that Wesley would send preachers to spread the Methodist revival. And Wesley issued an invitation. He said, "Who will go? Who would be willing to go to America to help fan the flame of this revival?" And there was a young lad, Francis Asbury, who raised his hand and said, "I will go." He simply said yes. He didn't know what awaited him. He didn't know the dangers, the sickness, the loneliness, and the endless miles that he would travel on horseback once he arrived here. He crossed over the stormy Atlantic Sea in a wooden ship, taking about 3 months to get here. Little did he know at that point that he would never return home. He never would go back to England. He never would see his mom and his dad again, his hometown again. And he rode 250,000 miles on horse, going from town to town, house to house, bringing the gospel over mountains and wilderness. What led him to do that? What drove a man to do something that radical, bold, and courageous? It was faith. He couldn't see the future, but he trusted in the one who called him, just as clear as he could hear it that day sitting in that pew. That trust, that willingness to say yes to God's adventure gave birth to a movement that changed a continent. Think about it. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and is the evidence of things not yet seen." Francis Asbury lived that verse. He couldn't see what God was doing, but he was convinced that God was doing something because he had seen it in his own country. He had seen the thousands of lives that were being changed in the coal mines and in the streets and out in the fields. Wherever the Methodist movement was touching, lives were being changed. People were coming to faith in Christ. He saw that. He understood that. His own family was changed by that message. He knew God was up to something. And that conviction gave his life purpose and courage. And then the writer of Hebrews tells us in verse 8, we hear about this man named Abraham. It says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And Abraham went out, not knowing where he was going. Abraham didn't have a map. He only had a promise. The promise of God. And God's promise to Abraham was that he would become a great nation. And through him, all nations would be blessed. And so Abraham left everything familiar and he stepped into the unknown. But he trusted that God would go with him. And out of that faith did come a great nation. And out of that nation came a man named Jesus. The one whose message and life and death and resurrection have transformed your life and mine. Abraham couldn't have understood. Asbury could not have understood all that their obedience would bring. But they believed. They trusted. And they went. So faith is not passive. It's not something we sit on and wait to be rescued out of this world. Faith, rather, is stepping forward. It's taking action, even when that path isn't clear to us. Ignatius of Loyola had a motto that he lived by. Basically, it's this, to summarize it in English. It's always greater, always more. And what he means by that is that people of faith should never settle for comfort and complacency. But we are called to follow God wherever He leads us into the new challenges, to deeper places of trust and surrender and obedience. Faith is the courage to move when God says go. It is the willingness to live an adventure that begins not with certainty, but trust. So today, as we prepare to come to this table, we remember the one who took the greatest journey of all, Jesus Christ. He left the glory of heaven. When the Father said, "Who would go?" Jesus, "I will go. I will bring your message." And so he left the glory of heaven. He entered our world. He faced the cross, trusting in the will of the Father all the way to the end. And now he calls us. He calls us to follow him, to step out of comfort and into calling, to trade our fear for faith, He calls us to believe that when God calls us into the unknown, that He goes ahead of us. Now, I don't know what unknowns that you're facing right now. Maybe it's a decision. Maybe a diagnosis. Maybe a door that is just beginning to open. But hear this. Adventure awaits. Now, it doesn't mean that everything will be as we want it to be. Just read Hebrews 11. There may be great challenges ahead of us, but there are new adventures of faith that are also awaiting us. Deeper places of trust in God. Deeper experiences of His provision, His presence in those unknown places. For it's the same God that called Abraham and Asbury that calls us. The same God, our Father, who walked with Jesus to Calvary. This is the God that goes with us. So I encourage you to step out on that journey. Trust God's promise. Have faith that the road ahead of you, even though it's unseen, it's already in God's hands. Because wherever God calls you to go, He says, I'll be with you. My presence will be with you. Thanks be to God for that. Amen. Amen. I send you forth with this benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Amen. God bless you.